morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to the fourth and final hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Amazing stuff from our guest, Tom Horn. We could have very easily kept him on, of course, and filled the hour with your phone calls alone. The lines were completely jammed. So what we'll do, if you're interested, by all means, we'll make it an open line hour. 800-313-9443, toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And the offer that Tom is referring to, you can read about it, RaidersNewsUpdate.com. It's right under the top story section. Well, you'll see it on the main page. And basically, here's how it works. If you order his book on Tuesday, July 10th, okay, entitled Nephilim, Stargates, the Year 2012, and the Return of the Watchers, you order from Amazon, then you take a copy of your receipt, your online receipt, and you can make copies, of course, and you send that to Tom, then they will send you $95 in gifts, including a 6-CD set and a whole bunch of other stuff. It's all listed, all the details there at his website. And the other one that he gave out earlier in the program where you can get information is at www.officialdisclosure.com. So fantastic opportunity, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to have Tom on again around that time just to kind of drive home all this stuff. And, of course, just amazing stuff from Tom. We appreciate him so much. Folks, welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, and our phone number, 800-313-9443. This hour, yours if you choose to exercise your right to free speech. Let's go to Michael in Missouri. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, I was just going to tell you that, you know, you had Michael Horn on your show a
yes.
while back.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an interesting, what I feel to be an interesting confirmation on what you were discussing earlier about how that the Christian religion is the only one that warns of an Antichrist coming before mm-hmm. before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm reading just the other day on Michael Horn's site, theyfly.com, and he's got a new DVD, and because I'm also studying that Myers contact case and the Henoch prophecies, and here's what it says about this new DVD release. And they call Jesus Emmanuel. And it says, Emmanuel's foretelling of his return along with the celestial sons during these times. So I'm wondering, are they like, are they talking about, you know, Jesus in a UFO or what? I don't know, but, you know, we would wonder if they're saying that, you know, these kind of statements, we as Christians would believe that, you know, there's an Antichrist that will come before Jesus comes back, and, mm-hmm. and of course they don't have any mention of that sort of thing. So I thought that was an interesting confirmation.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, that insight provided to me, of course, by my webmaster James, who's just the guy's amazing, as you know. I'm sure you've been to the site, but yeah, fantastic stuff. And there is an incredible and very poignant insight there, insofar as to say that whoever shows up first, which in Christianity we believe will be the false Christ, of course, will be embraced by almost everybody who isn't, you know, offended at that point as the Messiah. So this is a fascinating time when you look at technology and things that are being implemented, such as Blue Beam, if that's legitimate or not. I've heard, you know, various things about it. But you look at the HEART program. There was a story that came out in 2005, I believe. And I think it's at New Scientist. .com. But basically, it talked about how they were able to, quote-unquote, tickle the atmosphere, create images, and they talk about this being used as celestial advertising. So this would be the equivalent of Blue Beam, which is holographic images up in the air. Now, obviously,
wow.
You can advertise Coca-Cola, or you can advertise, you know, Jesus. So hang on, Michael. We'll continue this discussion, folks, in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Our open line hour here continues at Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Michael in Missouri, welcome back to you, sir.
Hi, thanks. I was also going to say that, you know, I had heard from a guy, Barry Chalmers. He's supposed to be a prolific writer and sort of an expert on a lot of things in Israel. And he's got a book about the topic of UFOs as well, or some abduction cases over there. And, you know, it's interesting to me that I've read elsewhere, too, that the UFO phenomenon was quite heavy at times over Israel. And I don't know what the connection, if any, would be, but giving the statement that, you know, I'd given you earlier about the return of, you know, Emmanuel, supposedly, and, of course, the Christians understand that the temple that's going to be rebuilt there in Jerusalem will be where the Antichrist enters before the real Christ comes back, so to speak. So it's an interesting topic to me.
Yes.
And I also wanted to ask you just real quick, if I could, it's a little bit different topic, but were you familiar with the March 28th article in the Telegraph about the ultimatum that was given to Israel? It's the written by a guy named David Blair, and it's supposed to be one of Britain's number one newspapers, but it reads that they are to accept a peace plan or face war. So this is Saudi Arabia that met with Syria and a bunch of other Arab heads of state, and Prince Saud al-Faisal is there in the photograph, and this prince is, they're basically saying, translation, give up some land or face death, or we're going to kill you, that kind of thing. And
yes.
I did a little quick study on that, and I ran a search for the who's the king of Saudi Arabia, and you can go to Wikipedia, it's a free encyclopedia online, and you find out that he's a part of it's called the Order of Bath, and it's like a knight's type of, secret society type thing. It's a militant type order. And we find out that goes back to the crown or the royalty of England. And so it's interesting because you have had Dan Birch and Griffey on several times, and I learned from him that in Ezra 2, the book that they took out of the Bible in the 1880, I think, that if we interpret that as talking about, I don't know how to say it, but it basically gives the idea that England and Saudi Arabia are the ones that truly have power or a lot of control or influence over America, present-day America.
Yes.
So if you put two and two together and do a little research, you find that this king and the symbol on the order, they have a medallion in that same online encyclopedia, and for that's a symbol of the order. And it says Eik Din on the medallion, which could be interpreted as the Black Prince, serve the Red Dragon. If you do a little study into some of Tim Cohen's work, The Antichrist is a Cup of Tea, it gets into a little more explanation on that. But it's kind of fascinating how Saudi Arabia then and England, the British royalty, are basically threatening Israel with, you give up your land or you face the lords of war. So I found that kind of an interesting little link today.
Yeah, I did.
Doing some research.
I did follow that storyline quite a bit. It is intriguing to see sort of what's been going on with that as well. And there's also some rumors that the U.S. and Iran have been in secret talks, and actually this has been confirmed in a lot of the mainstream media sources as well. Did I say Iraq? I meant Iran. U.S. and Iran. And the idea here is to perhaps, Saudi Arabia mildly concerned about Iran and their authority there in the region. So Saudi Arabia has also sought out Russia for advice and things like that. So there's some talk with that. So obviously, if Iran is potentially a counter power in the region, the U.S. would obviously seek to strengthen ties with Saudi Arabia, but at the same time also consider some sort of backdoor deal with Iran. Now, it may be a situation like we saw in Afghanistan where it's kind of like, submit or be invaded, but who knows? It just depends on whom to believe at this point as far as the different news stories coming out about that. But it is very intriguing. And, the whole idea of Israel giving up their territory, going back to, I believe, the 1967 borders, means that they would have to give up substantial amounts of area, including Jerusalem, because right now they control half. And that's intriguing as well on a number of levels because, of course, you look at the Temple Mount and the different activities that have been going on there. There's been some talk, and we've covered it on the show with a past guest by the name of David Booth, who I'm sure you're familiar with. And he had said that there was evidence that basically they had constructed this thing, that they'd found in their excavations under the Temple Mount, where the Dome of the Rock is, of course, holy to Islam. They had actually reconstructed the temple underground, and they were seeking to, do quite a bit of research into the different rituals that took place in those times, and they're actually training priests in that fashion right now to be involved with certain things and monitor things in the world scene that could be prophetic in nature and tie into that. So, the Sanhedrin been reassembled and so on and so forth. There's quite a bit of information out there. The other thing I think is very intriguing as well, I think it was the Dalai Lama actually proposed a sort of United Nations for religions that would be based in Jerusalem, and there were some prominent rabbis who thought that was a really good idea.
Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
How things are tying together. And this king Abdullah, of Saudi Arabia. I guess he's kind of the guy that's over the two mosques there, but yet if he's a part of this order of the of Ba'ath, which is like a military or knight's order that actually answers to the royalty of England, I mean, I find that kind of fascinating how all that kind of ties together kind of behind the scenes, and it kind of fits in with what you just mentioned about a united religions type of thing going on there behind the scenes,
yes.
Or at least a good attempt at it, you know.
Absolutely. Wow, so, fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it's all part of Bible prophecy coming together, so
it's
pretty frequent in the news. Well, I appreciate the information, and outstanding. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thank you so much, my friend. God bless. Thanks for calling, interacting, and listening, of course. Amazing stuff from all of you guys tonight. Again, our number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Iran wants a meeting with the Congress, not Bush. They want a meeting with Congress. On the last night, I had told you I called in about England being bankrupt, and you said everybody is. That isn't the point. The United States
I don't think I said that.
Okay, you did. But the United States took money out of the England bank, and they couldn't even cash a check over there. That's why the Queen was here. And they want the U.S. ambassador out of England, and they want our military bases out of there. And they want their money back. And they've warned Germany and France not to go with the theft of the monies and to do the right thing. And then we wonder why the computer hard drives from World 9/11 went to Germany and nothing's ever been done about them. But the main reason I called, there's a gentleman in Erie, Pennsylvania, which is 40 miles from me, who had, I think he had cancer, and he invented a radio waves to heal cancer with. I think he healed his own cancer with them. And there's doctors all over the United States, I think maybe some elsewhere, they're going to Erie to build a big treatment center there. And they're going to allow people to come, sort of, I guess you could say, like guinea pigs, to heal them of cancer. But just recently, since I heard this, well, it's been ongoing for a while, but they finally financed him. And he found out a source of energy that is non-polluting, and it's infinite, and we can all make it ourselves. Salt water. And he said you can use tap water to make it. And he showed it. And in the morning, they're going to have another part. I don't know. They're going to show it again in the morning. He had like a burner in a lab burning the salt water. So... you know, maybe this is our answer. Who knows?
It's very possible. Very possible.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's just what I wanted to say. Maybe somebody knows where... I think he said something about a salt burner. Now, whatever he meant by that, I don't know. But he said it will be able to be used in automobiles or homes to make electricity, everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about stuff like that on the show before. I don't know if it's any connection to what you're discussing, but, you know, anything is possible. The point is that... I firmly believe that all of these technologies and whatnot that are coming out are simply getting a lot of attention that the powers that be probably kind of don't want. But at the same time, all the fear-mongering about running out of oil and all that jazz has probably prompted a great deal of additional media scrutiny to things like this.
Yeah, now, well, what most people don't understand, oil is not a fossil fuel. It replenishes at the core of the earth.
I think most people know that.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people say, oh, it's fossil fuel, which it isn't.
Right.
You know, and there was something else I wanted to tell you. And, boy, it's one of the senior
moments.
Well,
I'll finish my thought then.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was saying is that I think that the oil companies, the energy industry for the most part, is seeking to control a lot of these things, buying up patents and whatnot. So that way, when they do finally decide on a technology to go forward, they will control the financial side of it, which I think is the ultimate agenda anyways, to continue the money-making. So stay with us, folks. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's get back to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Cass Ingram was on the radio yesterday, and he just came back from Europe, and he said the bees are not dying in Europe because they do. He said they tested extensively, and it's the genetically modified food that is killing the bees. Now, up in the state of Washington, the bluebirds and all the birds are dying, and they're blaming it on West Nile virus. Now, you know, farmers saw the crows eat the corn in their genetically modified field, and they died right there on the scene. And animals will not eat that unless they're forced to, which they're force-feeding the pigs GMO corn.
Yes.
So he said it definitely is the bees, and he said we are the sickest nation on earth here in America, and he said it's the people's fault because we really have done nothing to stop this GMO and several other things here. And, you know, that I believe that. I can understand that totally. And it's time to stop the GMO. It's definitely past time.
I agree.
Yeah, okay, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Carol.
Bye.
Take care. I think she's onto something, and I think she's right, and it's actually a perfect lead-in to a couple of news stories. Because I really think that it is vital we understand about the genetically modified industry for the most part, because obviously it does tie in with a lot of what our guest was talking about this evening, Tom Horn. Now, here's one of the rationales for it. This is interesting. FoodNavigator.com came out on the 11th. It says, as agricultural conditions change as a result of global warming, genetically modified crops will have an increasing role to play in safeguarding the food supply for the future, says a leading researcher who thinks the issue will increase pressure for consumer acceptance. Pressure for consumer acceptance. Because the consumers, you, I, and people all over the planet, we don't want genetically modified crops. What is that going to do to us? Well, we have a pretty good idea. But the story is saying, look, because of global warming, this thing is going to be a necessity. So I mentioned about global warming being a vital component to this whole thing. It is, on a number of different levels. And here's one of the sort of positive sides for the powers that be by putting out this type of information. So here it is. Believe it if you like. I choose to think of this as a giant disinformation campaign, but an important one because it will be driven home even more so as time goes on. But it says, genetic modification is amongst the most fiercely debated issues in the food industry today. Proponents have said since the earliest days that they hold particular benefits for the developing world where agricultural conditions are harsh and unstable. But consumers in some places, especially Europe, remain resistant to genetic modification despite regulatory approvals opening the door to imports of GM crops. Arguments against GM include fears over the potential effects on human health, concerns that GM crops will upset the ecological balance by cross-pollinating natural crops, and mistrust of biotech giants who've already made fortunes on the back of the technology. All valid fears, I would say. Professor Mark Tester, a plant genomics researcher at the University of Adelaide's Australian Centre for Plant Functional Genomics and fellow of the Australian Research Council Federation, believes that GM will hold benefits for the whole world, not just developing countries, as global warming is changing conditions everywhere. He said, quote, trying to grow plants in Australian conditions, as in many countries around the world where the conditions are harsh, is challenging and is likely to get harder under the effects of climate change, end quote. So, interesting assessment there. He goes on, Professor Tester thinks, nice name, huh? Very appropriate. Thinks acceptance of genetically modified foods will have to increase if we are to avoid food shortages. It has been estimated that world food grain production will need to double by 2050 as the world's population continues to swell. Against this backdrop, Professor Tester said, quote, there is no doubt that as many farmers face reduced yields, they will need all the tools they can get to help them grow our food sustainably and economically. Genetic modification can help accelerate improvements in crop plants to enable them to better cope with the rapidly changing environment, end quote. Yeah, scary, isn't it? But nevertheless, not surprising at all. Tester and his team are working on identifying genes that make some plants more tolerant to hostile environments like drought, salinity, and frost. Once identified, his team works to use these genes in plants that are suitable for commercial production using both conventional breeding and genetic modification techniques. Said Tester, quote, our results in the laboratory suggest great promise for the rapid development of crops with increased salt tolerance, end quote. Hooray! Hooray for scientists, right? It's from the AP, March 5th. The Agriculture Department is trying to block the planting and distribution of a long-grain rice seed because it may contain traces of genetically modified rice, said officials Monday. The department began telling distributors Sunday they must hold the rice seed scheduled for planting this spring. The seed, known as Clearfield CL131, is trademarked by BASF, a German company that is the world's largest chemical maker and licensed for marketing by Horizon AG of Memphis, Tennessee. Farmers are also being notified, said the department. Clearfield CL131 was not developed as a genetically modified rice, said the department. Even so, BASF and Horizon have reported to the department last week that test results have shown possible traces of unapproved genetic material. So it was not designed to be genetically modified food, but it has become one. In a similar case, an unapproved strain of genetically modified rice made by Bayer Crop Science AG Liberty Link Rice 601 was discovered in grain elevators last year. EU nations decided to test all U.S. long grain rice imports to make sure they did not contain biotech varieties that are not approved by the EU. The department subsequently approved the rice. So, very interesting. When we talked about various fears, right, one of them was the cross-contamination of natural products with genetically modified foods, and apparently that's a very real concern. Stay with us back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Something deep inside is dying. I try to understand my thoughts. There's nothing here that really matters.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, talking about genetically modified foods here, very much in keeping with our guest this evening. This one came out on March 5th, 2007 as well, and you can find this at the Daily Mail over there in the UK. The first GM food crop containing human genes is set to be approved for commercial production. The laboratory-created rice produces some of the human proteins found in breast milk and saliva. Its U.S. developers say they could be used to treat children with diarrhea, a major killer in the third world. Yay! Diarrhea is such a huge problem that we need to go ahead and alter the entire food supply. It doesn't make any sense. But, of course, this is all for third world countries and whatnot. It's just BS, folks, plain and simple. And you think about this, whenever you hear certain things, like banning spanking or something like that, it's very difficult for people to argue against that, because we're all very concerned with what used to be political correctness is now social correctness. And there are certain things we can't get behind, because otherwise you hate children. What? You don't think we should ban spanking? You hate the children. What? You don't think we should ban smoking? Well, then you hate the children. What? You don't think that we should help out people who are dying of diarrhea in the third world country by modifying genetically rice with human proteins? You hate the children. Don't you watch those commercials that come on late at night, last about 30 minutes, talking about poor starving kids in, you know, various countries? Shame on you. We can help them with human rice. It's a sad thing, but that's exactly where they go with this stuff. The rice is a major step in so-called Frankenstein foods, the first mingling of human origin genes and those from plants. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture has already signaled it plans to allow commercial cultivation. Now, that's the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we should point out. The rice's producers, California-based Ventria Bioscience, have given preliminary approval to grow it on more than 3,000 acres in Kansas. The company plans to harvest the proteins and use them in drinks, desserts, yogurts, and more. The news provoked horror among GM critics and consumer groups on both sides of the Atlantic. GeneWatch UK, which monitors new GM foods, described it as, quote-unquote, very disturbing. Researcher Becky Price warned, quote, there are huge, huge health risks, and people should be rightly concerned about this, end quote. So when she's talking about health risks, she's not talking about diarrhea in the third world. She's talking about genetically modified foods, okay? The news, Friends of Earth campaigner Claire Oxborough said, quote, using food crops and fields as glorified drug factories is a very worrying development. If these pharmaceutical crops end up on consumers' plates, the consequences for our health could be devastating. The biotech industry has already failed to prevent experimental GM rice contaminating the food chain, end quote, which we just talked about, by the way. The story goes on. In the United States, the Union of Concerned Scientists, a policy advocacy group, warned the following, quote, it is unwise to produce drugs in plants outdoors. There would be little control over the doses people might get exposed to, and some might be allergic to the proteins, end quote. Meaning that, of course, you produce these genes, which contain, of course, in essence, the human proteins that you would find in breast milk and saliva, and then you go ahead and you introduce that into the third world to prevent diarrhea, and you actually have just like everybody dropping dead, you know, because of allergies or something like that. It's hard to say. It could be more than just allergies. I think most allergies are a result of some sort of genetic poisoning that we're undergoing just by being alive and living in this country and eating what's available to us. But that's just my thought. Story goes on. The American Consumers Union and the Washington-based Center for Food Safety also opposed Ventria's plans. So a lot of obstacles, if you will, but yet still it received approval. It says, as well as the contamination fears, there are serious ethical concerns about such a fundamental interference with the building blocks of life. Yet there is no legal means for Britain and Europe to ban such products on ethical grounds. Okay? So in essence, just simply because they think, wow, that's moderately creepy, I don't want to eat breast milk and saliva rice, thank you very much. They'll say, well, why? You say, because I have a moral issue with that. And they say, there's no basis for that in the law. Sorry, it's approved. Imports, it says, would have to be accepted once they'd gone through a scientific safety assessment. So if the scientific community says these are safe, then there is no legal obstacle to preventing these things from spreading around the planet, meaning acceptance of this particular genetically modified food or anything else that has human genes in it. Ventria has produced three varieties of the rice, each with a different human origin gene that makes the plants produce one of three human proteins. Ventria originally planned to grow the rice in southern Missouri, but the brewery, Anheuser-Busch, a huge buyer of rice, threatened to boycott the state amid concerns over contamination and consumer reaction. So they, Anheuser-Busch got them to drop out. It says now the USDA, saying the rice poses, quote, virtually no risk, end quote, has given preliminary approval for it to be grown in Kansas, which has no commercial rice farms. Ventria will also use dedicated equipment, storage, and processing facilities supposed to prevent seeds from mixing with other crops. Yeah, I'm sure. You know, the only way they can be sure that it doesn't mix is by possibly not making a mistake. So there's no real way to determine that it works other than if it doesn't, right? A recent study in Peru, sponsored, of course, by Ventria, showed that children with severe diarrhea recovered a day and a half faster if the salty fluids they were prescribed included these proteins. So, in essence, they tested this theory, okay, of these proteins being involved in food. They gave it to children with diarrhea who recovered a day and a half faster if they received not the genetically modified rice with the proteins, but rather a salty drink that had the proteins. So there's really no test on it at all. Secondly, how can you predict if someone's going to recover faster from diarrhea? There's no way. It's just like anything else when they start making predictions about things. Perfect example, smoking, for example. They've said this, and, you know, again, because we went through that whole fight here in town, I looked at a lot of the research and looked at the various things they were saying, and they said, if you smoke a cigarette, it takes a year off your life. How do you know how long I'm going to live? Same thing with this. How do you know how long it's going to take me to get past diarrhea? They'd say, oh, well, you've only had diarrhea for 2 days. You obviously recovered a full day and a half faster because you drank this salty drink with human proteins in it. And I would say, wait a minute here. How do you know how long it was going to take me to recover? Well, we're basing it on averages. I'm not average. There's just no way to determine these facts. Yet the industries, not just genetically modified food industries, but industries in general, just throw this stuff out there. And people just say, well, scientists say it. It must be true. We haven't stopped to ask ourselves, how exactly is the scientific community able to predict the future? And why do we assume that they can? I trust Miss Cleo over these guys. Same thing with doctors. You have 2 months to live. I would say, well, how do you know that? Well, because based on the growth of this issue or something like that, that's how much time we're going to give you. Well, that's fine and dandy, but you're not able to see into the future. So why would I put any stock in that? Why would any of these people put stock in this? It just doesn't make any damn sense. So anyway, Ventria, of course, sponsored that study. And, of course, they didn't recover from diarrhea instantly. It says they recovered a day and a half faster. So, first of all, that implies a couple of things. Number one, first of all, that they were going to recover anyway, meaning it's not diarrhea is not a life or death situation. Well, maybe not in Peru anyway. Secondly, it also implies that there's enough people with diarrhea in Peru to be able to conduct this study, which begs the question, is this artificially induced diarrhea? Here, eat this XLX candy bar. Now drink this. Look, you recovered a day and a half faster. How do they determine these things? There's no way. Obviously, different substances affect people differently. There's no way to predict how long it will take to recover from something. That's just absolutely preposterous. The third thing that I would, of course, point out is that in this situation, I think I already addressed it maybe. Yeah, that they were going to recover anyway. So it's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. It says the rice could also be a huge money spinner in the Western world, with parents being told it will help their children get over unpleasant stomach bugs more quickly. So it's life or death for the third world countries, for those kids, but it would just be a convenience for the kids in this country. Amazing stuff. Mary in Georgia, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank.
How you doing?
All righty. I held on a long time trying to hope I'd get to talk to Tom, but phones were so packed up I didn't get in. But I thought I'd call in after everything died down and try to make just a few comments on what Tom had to say.
By all means.
I agree with a lot that he says because Genesis backs it up. Other places in the Bible back it up. I didn't realize it until I got to listening to him that it really backs up a lot about Revelation.
Yep.
Now you know, of course, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. What has been will be, and what's going to be already has been. And as in the days of Noah, so shall be in the last days. Well, all that stuff was going on in the days of Noah. And God destroyed the earth. Okay, now, I understand the reason why the angels, the sons of God, might have come down to the daughters of men and did all that, and with the bestiality stuff, because I figured they were trying to ruin the human DNA that God had created so the linkage of Christ couldn't come about. You know what I mean?
I do.
Okay. And but now in the last days, I wonder why they're repeating it. Are they trying to just destroy more souls, or are they building an army to fight against Christ when he returns?
Yeah, I think that's a very, very likely possibility.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing I could think of. And then the other thing I wanted to say was, like I said, it opened up Revelation to me a lot, because I never really understood, even though I understood Genesis and all that part, it always confused me about, well, what all these weird-looking beasts that are in Revelation, you know, animals with lions' heads and hair like women, and then you got these creatures coming out of the Euphrates River looking like frogs, and all these things with scorpion tails stinging people. And I wonder if that's where all those creatures are going to come from, is by all this manipulation of human and beast DNA.
I think that's a... it's interesting. When you look at Revelation, there's a lot of people who believe that it's metaphorical, and a lot of people believe it's literal. So is it sort of saying, well, you could interpret this, this, you know, like you said, human head with hair like women and metal breastplates and tail, you know, paws like a lion, and so on and so forth. These creepy cricket locust things, you know, that come out and chant the name of Apollyon or Abaddon. So some people would say, oh, those are quite obviously helicopters. You know, and they'll say, saying, though, is that there are people that explain it away, saying, well, that's symbolic of this, and that's symbolic of that. And there's a logic to that argument, quite simply, because if you take somebody and you basically show them the future 2,000-plus years and ahead, there are going to be things that they've never seen or have no context to explain, you know. So I can understand that argument. I don't agree with the argument, but you can understand the context of it. When you approach it, Revelation and prophecy in general, and say, well, I believe it's literal, how could that be possible? That's what a lot of people would say. How can you have these evil crickets with human faces and things that are going to be attacking people? Well, yeah, I agree with you. I think it is certainly possible. You look at all the experiments that are being done right now as we speak, not just about genetic manipulation, but even experiments done on insects and whatnot to sort of, utilize some sort of chip to allow them to utilize insects as weapons or as spies or things like that. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if that's exactly what we're seeing in terms of the bees and the different things like that, is just some sort of tweaking of that. I think the genetically modified food certainly as well. But you have to take this into a different frame of mind as well. With what you're saying about an army for the Antichrist, I think there's something to that as well, because you've got a situation where people are eating genetically modified foods, which is tweaking them on a genetic level. Now, as a result of that, their children will be a little bit off, and so on and so forth, and it keeps going and going and going. And we've got a study that we've talked about before on the show from out of Russia that said basically when they did genetically modified food experiments on rats, the rats themselves who were fed the food, they were affected by being more anxious, more subject to panic disorders, certainly more aggressive. But their children, the offspring of these rats who had been eating genetically modified food, these children were so fragile that the tiniest thing, which wouldn't affect the parent rat at all, they would be almost immune to it, would kill the children. So when you think about it in that terms, and then you think about other things as well with what Tom was talking about, clones and all sorts of genetically created things that, inevitably the moral, ethical, religious-based question would come up. Do these people, if that's what you want to call them, have souls? Which, you know, takes you in a whole other route. So what does that mean? What if they don't? And who are we to decide? And how can we figure this out? There's no way we can. But if they don't, if for some reason there's some sort of, obviously God component in all of his creation that has that soul or whatever the equivalent would be, then it would make sense that therefore there's something missing from the human creation that God's creation does have with it. And therefore, if that something is missing, that something could be filled up by a sort of demonic possession more easily, much in keeping with what Tom Horn was saying tonight.
Yeah, and I know Daniel also said, you know, when he was shown things, he said, you know, all this will be sealed up until the last days, and it won't be revealed. And Christ said that, God said that things hidden, everything that had been hidden, would be revealed. And I think the further we get into the last days, I think the more that is being revealed to people so that they can reveal it to other people. And in the last days, the wise understand, but the wicked won't.
Mm-hmm.
So there's you know, you keep your mind open, and you keep looking at this, and you keep looking at that. But it did.
Can I ask you to hang on for a second, Mary?
Okay.
Short break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes to continue our conversation and wrap up the big show. Please stay with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
So.
back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the conclusion here of the big show. We're chatting with Mary in Georgia. Mary, welcome back.
Yeah, now you're getting ready to close up, so I want to mention two quick things as far as these mixtures between human and animals. You know, all back in history and cultures, they've had statues of like lions' bodies with women's head and breast, and then you got folklore where you had horses with a man's head and all kind of stuff and paintings on cave walls. So it kind of makes you wonder if this has not happened before. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to say that what Tom has to say does give somebody some things to ponder about, and we just need to keep an open mind and take it to the Lord and get it all figured out.
I absolutely concur with you, Mary. I think that's all there is to it. Look, there is... when you step back and you take a look at things we've tried to talk about before and contextualize for people, the interconnectedness, the way there are so many things going on all at one time. Just briefly, you've got science and technology, you've got nutrition, you've got healthcare, you've got politics and foreign policy and domestic policy.
Yes, it's mind-boggling.
It is absolutely overwhelming. Look, and Zeph Daniel, our good friend, has said this before on the show. He said, look, The human world is tied in knots that human hands cannot untie, and I concur with that wholeheartedly. At some point, and we've all addressed this in every single aspect of our own personal lives, but maybe never realized it, at some point, it's just like anything else. Have you ever been in a situation, I'm sure you have, all of us have, where you just get beat down so much, and you've already passed through all the different stages, maybe you've already gotten through the furiousness of it, you've gotten through the sadness of it, maybe the tears, and maybe at some point you just kind of sit back and you go, whatever, you know, I gotta laugh at this because I just can't take it anymore. It's the only way I can be sane. That's when you kind of take your hands off of it. You let go of the steering wheel. You let the big guy steer for a little while, and then you realize at some level that he's got it all under control. All we have in our own lives as far as control and direction is an idea. And the rest of it is just an illusion. We can't control our own destiny. We're not controlling these things. We're not making things happen. We are allowed to do certain things by God's decree. And you know, a lot of people have a lot of problems with that whole thing. They don't like the idea of predestination, like thinking that they're making a difference in their own lives. And I think, hey, you're entitled to your own thought process on this. But at some point, I think God has a way of breaking people down. And I think that it's important to keep that open mind, because maybe then you know your breaking down process won't be so painful, because we've all been there too. I just, the way I approach things, Mary, is probably the same way you do. I just give it to God and I say, you know what, these things right here, I can't do anything with it. I can't fix this. All I can do is worry about it. So I'm just going to not even worry and just give it all to you. Solve the unsolvable, fix the unfixable, heal the unhealable. And I'll just let you have it from here. And that's sort of how I view things.
Yeah, well, I don't worry about it. I know he's got it all in his hands, and he's going to let us know whatever he thinks we need to know.
Well, God bless you, Mary, for keeping it real. I appreciate you taking it back to the biggest and most important point of all. So you have a great night, folks. Have a spectacular day.